Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here on a Monday morning, first Monday in the season of autumn. Monday, September 25th, 2023, 16 minutes past the hour, 61 degrees and cloudy skies in the area. And we have got a whole host of things to talk about on this Monday morning, but we've got to start where we've got to start. And something historic happened this past Saturday night. If you are an Ohio State Buckeyes fan, you know that this past weekend, this past Saturday night, Ohio State played Notre Dame. Now, this is a bit of a grudge game on its own. But what transpired in this game became what they are calling, sports writers and sports analysts, a game for the ages. Ohio State down 14-10. As the final play comes up with 1 second left on the clock, Ohio State scored a touchdown that won the game 17-14 against the Notre Dame Fighting Irish. To get the first-hand perspective, because we've heard so much about what went on Saturday night, nobody better to go to on this Monday morning than our dear friend here at the station. We think of him like family. He is the OSU superfan. He was there in South Bend. Buckeye guy. Buckeye guy, what a Saturday night.
Scott Spears, I'm telling you, I was on the edge of my seat the entire game, but certainly for that last drive.
Buckeye guy, take us through the game prior to the very end. What happened? What made Notre Dame so strong during this game?
It was nip and tuck the entire game. Their quarterback is unbelievable. I think he's 35 years old, but he was throwing some very good passes, and he was taking advantage of our secondary in the back. But you know what, though? Our team fought. Kyle McCord is the quarterback moving forward. He stared defeat down, looked them in the eye, and came out victorious.
As we go into the fourth quarter, Notre Dame scores a second touchdown. They had scored all their points in the second half. Touchdown in the third quarter, touchdown in the fourth quarter. They go up 14-10, and it doesn't look good. Now, at this point, what are you thinking?
I was sitting within 2 seats from former mayor of Columbus, Michael Coleman. It was unbelievable. He was losing his mind, just like everybody else in the 77,000 sold-out stadium with head-down Jesus looking abroad. It was unbelievable, man. It was the drive of the ages. I said, we got a minute to change left. We've got to make this happen.
In that minute and a half, what allowed for that final play, 1 second to go, the game, all the marbles on the line.
Listen, here it is. We got a foul, we got a penalty, and it ended up at 3rd and 19. I'm like, oh, man, that's a Herculean task to do anything. But 3rd and 19, Cal McCord threw the darn ball all the way down to the 1-yard line, leaving very few precious seconds to score and win the game.
Now, you've seen a lot of games, Buckeye guy. When there is 1 second left, yep, you've got to score, one play left. This is what it comes down to. The other team is certainly lining up to make sure you don't get in there. They want to win. What are you thinking at that moment?
We have got to score. It was 4th and 1 prior the last possession we did. We ran an end-around play. Mayor Coleman, why would you run an end-around play to the short side of the field? Well, we just got pushed out of the inbound side. I'm like, oh, please, let's not do this again. We need to run up the middle. And that's what we were able to do, to run up the middle. We scored, won the game, and it was unbelievable.
Now, we were all hearing reports on Saturday night, Buckeye Guy, because Notre Dame thought they had this in the bag. I think certainly as the clock was ticking and they scored that second touchdown, which put them ahead 14-10. There were people, apparently, I understand, they were in the tunnel, Notre Dame fans ready to charge the field because they had upset Ohio State. Is this all true? What was the atmosphere like there in South Bend?
It was electric. They all had, they passed out 77,000 green wristbands, and they were illuminated, all green. It was crazy. I thought it was, something outer worldly. And then also, right around the 2 to 3 minute mark, all of the guards, all of the concession people, they all came out, faced the crowd, and to make sure that nobody rushed the field. And, man, we changed all that in the blink of an eye.
The moment when that happens, when the Buckeyes score and go up 17-14, and basically that's the end of the game, what is the feeling with all those people who were so exuberant there in South Bend in that moment?
They were still proud. They're a proud bunch. They were still proud of their team, their coach, which is a former Ohio State football player, by the way, Mr. Freeman. So we were happy about that. They played well, and they got beat by the Ohio State University, and we start singing, "Hang on, Sloopy," because that's what we were doing, hanging on just like Sloopy.
Now, Buckeye Guy, there in South Bend, what would you say the makeup of the crowd was, Ohio State versus Notre Dame fans?
Okay, let me give it to you straight. Every time we play Notre Dame travels well, and it's unbelievable. And they don't sell their tickets to outsiders, so we just can't go in and buy our way into a game and just take over the town, because Notre Dame was, like I said, aforementioned, such a proud, proud bunch. It must have been 75% Notre Dame, as it should be, and 25% the Ohio State University, because they only give away about 5 to 10% of the ticket to the visiting school.
Now, as most people know, Ohio State was favored to win this game. So with Notre Dame just losing on the last play with 1 second left to go, is this still a win in a way for Notre Dame?
Listen, they're on the upswing. Like I say, Marcus Freeman is one heck of a coach. He's the head coach of a Power 5 team, like you wouldn't believe, and a historic team, the Four Horsemen. I mean, all that kind of stuff. The history that goes with Notre Dame, and they are all excited about playing football there in South Bend, Indiana. I'll tell you something, man. It was a buzz like you wouldn't believe. College game day was there. It was all everything you could ever ask for, and that was one of the largest college game day crowds. People were sleeping in sleeping bags on the side of the road waiting on the show. Shot. You would have loved to have been there.
Oh, well, it is such a big game because both of these schools have great, great fans, and that's what makes a great game. And then turns out this is now, as I say, what so many sports writers and sports analysts are calling a game for the ages. Would you echo that it is a game for the ages because of what happened?
It was a game for the ages without even the ending. Man, Ohio State, Notre Dame. In South Bend, in Notre Dame, Newt Rockne, the whole thing. It was something that, man, listen, I take great pleasure in saying that I was there. Saying that with such pride It was unbelievable. And you seen people with their Ohio State gear on, their Notre Dame gear on, the leprechauns running around going crazy. It was a great atmosphere.
When we look at how this ended, again, 1 second, one play, and it was a play that changed the entire ending of the game. In your history of going to Ohio State games, are there many games that were as exciting as this?
Scott, not many at all. I'm telling you. This was big. This was huge. And, you know, snatching, you know, defeat from, you know, oh, boy. Listen, I'm telling you, it's a very few games that you come out of the crowd and come out of the stadium going, boy, I'm glad we got that one. That was a good one. No luck involved. All everything. And I just heard a report this morning over the AP wire that the Ohio State University moved up two spots in the poll.
Now, one of the things that came out of Saturday night was the reports that people said that Coach Ryan Day, they had never seen him so animated in his entire career as he was on Saturday night.
Oh, man. By the time I got back to the car and got moving and got some reports on, because as you know, in such huge games like that, the internet goes crazy in the stadium. And so by the time I heard it, I heard Coach Day defending his team, saying that we're ready and we'll take on all takers. It's Ohio against the world.
You know, obviously we look down the line and we've got Michigan coming up in the month of November during Thanksgiving. But after Notre Dame, what is the next big challenge? What is the next big game?
Leaning back on my learnings from Coach Trussell, the senator, it's going to be the next game. It's going to be Maryland. Maryland's our next opponent. That's got to be a big game. We got to get up for the folks that are on the schedule. We can't play down to the talent of anybody else. We've got to play up to our potential at the Ohio State University. And don't forget, we got a bye week this week coming up. So that gives them an extra 7 days to be prepared.
Now, Buckeye Guy, we've got about 2 minutes left here. Now, when you are in South Bend, Indiana, as you say, they have so many passionate fans there. When you are there and clearly an Ohio State fan, how are you treated in Indiana, South Bend?
They were like, hey, there's the guy on TV. Oh, my God, I want to pitch with the guy. It's the Buckeye Guy. I know who you are. Boom, boom, boom. It was unbelievable. They rolled out the green carpet, if you will. Old Buckeye Guy was sitting there with former players. Vince Vaughn showed up to be the special picker on ESPN College Game Day. Kirk Herbstreit stopped by to say hello. All kind of their talent and their cast of ESPN came by to say hello. And I say, very cordial. Very cordial. And I was so excited and happy to be there in the number.
Final question for you, Buckeye Guy. To all the people who are Ohio State fans who now say, the naysayers, you always have naysayers, who say, well, Ohio State was favored to win that game. They were favored to win it by a lot more. They had to win it on the last play with 1 second left to go. They just got lucky. It shouldn't have been that close. What do you say to those people?
We're excited and happy to be there to get out of that darn place with a victory. Was unbelievable. We're excited about that. And also, right now, live on the radio, Buckeye Guy wants to invite Scott Spears to the October 7th game against Maryland. Scott Spears, you need to be at the game. I want to take you to the game.
Oh, well, you know what? October 7th. Now, what time is that game?
It hasn't been announced yet.
Well,
God dog it, I'll get you a couple of tickets. We need to have my buddy from Marion, Ohio, in Columbus, Ohio, at the shoes. We need to do the tailgate, the whole thing, cover the story, and talk about it on Monday.
Well, I tell you what, October 7th, you've got me. It's a date.
Nice! Yeah!
Thank you, Buckeye Guy.
Thank you, man. Talk to you soon.
Bye-bye. Well, there you go. I think I just got invited on a date by Buckeye Guy on October 7th. Well, there you go. October 7th, apparently now I will be at the Buckeye game with the Buckeye guy. Well, I'm sure that won't attract too much attention now, will it? And tailgating? Oh, my goodness. You know, see, I didn't go to the tailgate a few weeks ago, and now it's caught up with me. I love Buckeye guy, though. He's always been a dear friend to me, and I have nothing negative to say about the man. He's a class act. He calls in, and boy, sitting right next to Buckeye guy there at the game. Is that a big game on October the 7th? Well, we'll see what happens. Phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. See, this is why you never know what's going to happen at WGH Talk Radio. You know, I had no idea he was going to offer me a ticket to a game and a tailgate party. Hey, you know what? My favorite type of party is a free party, so I might be there for that one. 740-751-4038. Did anybody watch this game on Saturday night? I have to admit, now this sounds horrible, I did not watch the game. I heard all the falderall around it. I kept hearing reports about it and things like that, but I was doing other things, so I didn't watch the game. I should have watched the game. 740-751-4038. Give me a buzz and we can discuss it. But what a game it was. And all the sports writers, as I said, I'm looking at the reports here this morning. Sports writers and a sports analyst, it was a game for the ages. 1 second left to go. Ohio State defeats Notre Dame 17-14. All right. October 7th is 2 weeks, isn't it? I'm sure they've set a time for that game. We'll have to pull that up. If anybody has any information on that, give me a buzz. All right. Well, what an experience we've got going on. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, good morning, Scott.
Good morning. How are you?
Oh, not too bad. Just heading to a doctor's appointment.
The story of your life lately.
Yeah, story of my life lately. That's true. Hey, that was pretty cool. I heard this hair end of it. So Buckeye guy offered you a ticket?
Well, apparently, I did not know he was going to do that, but apparently, I guess he did.
Oh, okay. So I just turned it on, and I heard you say you got a ticket and a tailgate party. That's why I figured.
Well,
he
called me this morning because, of course, I wanted to talk about the game, as close as it was, with him being in Notre Dame. And at the end of the interview, all of a sudden he says, there's a bye week this week, but I want you there with me in 2 weeks to come to the tailgate, and I'm going to get you a ticket and so on and so forth. So, who knows?
There you go. In the end of the game, that'd be a pretty cool game you go to.
Well, I think sitting with Buckeye Guy...
I'm not from Maryland. That's Indiana. I mean, Maryland.
Yeah. Well, I think sitting with Buckeye Guy, you can't help but get attention.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I mean, you can just go to a game, but to go to a game with Buckeye Guy, you're bound to get attention.
Oh, absolutely. You never know what you're going to get with him. That's for sure.
No, but what a nice man. What a nice man.
Buckeye Guy, he's an awesome man. Well, that's good. I hope you get to go. I wish I could get a ticket to go.
I don't think I would turn this one down. I mean, I was invited to the tailgate a couple weeks ago, and I did not make it down for that. But for this one, I mean, if somebody's going to buy you a ticket, especially the OSU super fan, how many chances do you get to do that?
Well, hey, Buckeye Guy, I'll take one.
Hey, by the way, you watched the game. Yeah. What did you make of the whole thing?
It was very nail-biter. It was a nail-biter game. You know, I wasn't sure. I at first I said, put a fork in it. You know, how it is. You get angry I continue watching it. I'm not a fair weather fan. I stick with Buckeyes regardless, however they play. Now, to me, they didn't really show up. Don't get me wrong. Notre Dame was 4-0 at the time, and they're a tough team, and their quarterback is a six-year. Quarterback, so he has a lot of experience compared to ours. I think ours is a sophomore, I believe, and he has a lot more experience of throwing the ball. Now, some of the call plays and the penalties I disagree with, but other than that, I'm glad we won. But we barely made it across that line. I was like, wow, 3 seconds, 1 second on the clock, and then. We made it in the goal line, but it was barely made it across there.
Apparently this Maryland game is a night game, 3:30 p.m.
Yeah, it's an evening game. Yep. Afternoon game.
And it'll be on the Peacock Network. See, how interesting is that? Because everybody knows I love the Peacock. And
I don't know if it's on the regular Peacock. I think it's on the Peacock that you have to buy. So,
well, it says it was announced that the game will be air on the Peacock Network. That's all I know.
Yeah, I believe it. I think Michigan was on that channel one time, and it's not on the free one. You have to buy it.
No, you're right. I think it is on the Peacock app, which is not the network, but, you know, it's on the Peacock. So there you go. Peacock. Yeah. By the way, I got all the information this morning. Peacock subscriptions start at $5.99 per month, and you can cancel at any time.
Well, that's good.
All of a sudden, this is like QVC.
Yeah, there you go. You're advertising. That's great. Hey, is there any way I can switch gears on you real quick?
Oh, go ahead.
Your opinion on this.
Go ahead.
Well, I was watching the news last night, and what about this shutdown? Do you think the shutdown is going to happen by October, or you think
the government?
Yeah.
Well, you know what? Not my opinion, but here's what I was reading on that this morning, because I was also doing some reading into the government shutdown that could possibly happen. They offered a short-term fix bill, which would have stopped the shutdown, because when you shut down the government, a lot of people do not get paid. And one of the problems is that, and again, this is not my opinion, but what people are saying is that there are about five people in the Republican Party, I think they call themselves the Freedom Caucus, who will not let the Republican Speaker say that this is okay. They're saying they want a government shutdown. Now, again, that's not my opinion, or not my personal opinion. That's the opinion of what I was reading this morning, and that's why they cannot get this thing settled. Now, I don't know what closing the government is going to accomplish, because eventually you're going to have to come together on something to get it opened back up. But right now there are about five people in the Republican Party who are that group that seems to be a little far right, not the moderate Republicans, that just will not go for anything that Joe Biden wants. And a lot of people feel that they just want to damage him because he is the presidential candidate by saying he could not work with the other side, he couldn't keep the government open.
Right. And what's going to hurt the American? It's going to hurt the American people. It's going to hurt the economy. It's going to hurt the people that's on Social Security. People, of course, they have a government job. They're going to have to work without pay again.
Veterans.
What is wrong with our country? Come on, guys. We should never have a government shutdown. Never.
Well, it tends to happen when, and I believe the last one was in 2018, so that would have been on President Trump. But again, it just seems to be the other side does not want to go with what, I don't know, because you think they could come up with something short-term until they get a better deal. I don't know that there's anything at this point that could make that group go along with anything, and I don't know what you do about that.
I mean, why do we hurt the people that, you know, people that are in Social Security and stuff like that? Why do we want to hurt those kind of people? I mean, come on.
I think because the theory is that the president takes the blame, and when the president isn't of your party, this is a good way to hurt them. Now, again, that's not my opinion. That's just what people are saying, that if you can hurt them, you know, this guy can't do business with us, this guy can't get anything done. But of course, the Republicans would probably say that we just don't like Joe Biden's bill and he needs to change things. So, you know, it's that's where we're stuck. But it does seem like most Republicans are willing to vote for this bill. It's just this group of five or more that calls themselves the Freedom Caucus that doesn't seem to want to vote for it.
Right. And you know, and they don't realize, because their pockets are pretty well padded, but they're not thinking about the American people that is below them, that is going to hurt them. Like I said, Social Security, veterans, all of those people. They just don't care about the American people if they're going to have a shutdown. We should never have a shutdown in the U.S. It's embarrassing. it's embarrassing that we have a government shutdown. Now, if this was some kind of crisis, I can understand. But this is not a crisis, crying out loud. Let's just work together and make a bill and go on. We waste more tax dollar bills and stuff and everything on all these higher up people that just want to turn around and cause these nonsense for no reason. Just move on, you know? We have better fish to fry than worrying about this and this and that. We need to worry about the American people.
Well, here's if not anybody has tuned into any of this. When lawmakers return Tuesday, both the House and Senate will try different tactics to fund the government past the fast-approaching deadline, each looking to jam their preferred legislation through the other chamber in a risky game of brinksmanship. Current spending laws expire on September the 30th, as the government will shut down at 12:01 a.m. on October 1st without action. In the House, the GOP majority failed several times last week to reach a consensus on a short-term funding bill known as a continuing resolution. Most of the conference says they want to avert a shutdown, but a small group of far-right members known as the Freedom Caucus who oppose a short-term extension have blocked that option. So Republicans will try to pass some separate bills that would fund the government for a full fiscal year. So that's coming from major news sources. So it is a small... Most Republicans are saying, yes, let's do something short-term just so we don't shut down the government, but there's a small group that is saying, nope, we won't even pass a short-term.
Oh, my goodness gracious. That's what happens when we get our government's broken anyway, and everybody knows our government's broken. And I don't know. It's just crazy world that we live in.
We got this week. Well, I guess we've got till Saturday.
Yeah, absolutely.
Saturday at midnight. Yeah. I don't know. You think they'll get it done this week? They're coming back on Tuesday. They'll have Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday.
Well, we'll have to see what happens, I guess.
I don't know. It's a very interesting thing. And again, if anybody wants to disagree with me, they can, because honestly, I am just telling you what I've read. I'm sure there are people who feel differently about that. Maybe they feel that the Democrats are not giving anything here. I don't know. You know, I don't know why not pass the short term, because I don't think the short term actually changes anything. It just keeps the government open.
Absolutely. They'd be smart enough if they done that. I mean, come on. We should never have an... You know what happened last time when we had a government shutdown? It killed our economy. It killed everything. And it's just ridiculous.
Well, it's interesting because if the government shuts down, clearly we've got to open it back up. So then it's still who's going to blink first.
Right. Exactly.
And by the way, the fight is over... the budget, including Social Security, Medicare, retirement programs, the military, border enforcement, veterans benefits, which Democrats don't want to cut. Republicans have also ruled out higher taxes as part of any deal to lower the deficit. Instead, the Republicans, GOP, has demanded cuts to domestic programs funded by Congress annually, such as discretionary spending. So that's what it is.
That's crazy. Well, I won't keep you. I'm getting ready to walk into the doctor's office and all that somebody else answers.
Well, good luck. I'm glad you called in.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Bye-bye. All right. Phone lines are open. And if somebody wants to explain that better, I've got to tell you, I've not been following this story. I'm sure we will as the week goes on if nothing gets sorted out there. But I'm reading from the Washington Post. So if you have a different opinion on this whole budget thing, let me know. But Saturday at midnight, the government will shut down if some resolution is not reached. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. And again, not my opinion. That's just what I've seen on television. That's what I'm reading here in the Washington Post this morning. That's the story. The short-term bill that they've been trying to pass would just keep the government open. It wouldn't really change anything, but there's a small group that doesn't want that done. Doesn't want the small gap bridged for whatever reason. So there you have it. And we'll go from there. 740-751-4038. And again, on a happier note, did anybody see the game on Saturday? The Notre Dame Fighting Irish versus the Ohio State Buckeyes. 1 point. Or 1 second. Shouldn't say 1 point. 1 second, one play. People calling it a game for the ages. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. And the news pertaining to this program is apparently, and I think what happened, I did not know it was coming, that during that phone call, now Buckeye Guy has invited me to the October 7th game at OSU as his guest for a tailgate and Ohio State game to sit with him, I would imagine. Now, can you imagine sitting with Buckeye Guy during a game? I mean, the guy is pure excitement, and I can only imagine what he's like at a game. Pure adrenaline, pure excitement, and every time they would pan him on the camera, there I'd be. Now, see, isn't that worth the prices of admission right there? I'll get one of those big signs that says WGH Talk, WGH Talk. See, there's some free publicity for you. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. 47 minutes past the hour. Anything on your mind? Oh, by the way, we've got a few updates here. Of course, we talked a lot about the Busy Bee Convenience Store moving into the old certified building on Main Street here in Marion. I don't think any progress has been made there, but there is a sign up. Goodwill possibly moving into the old You Roll It Tobacco location on Delaware Avenue near what used to be the old Hills. The You Roll It Tobacco place has apparently moved down to where Faye Bank was in front of the mall. And we did learn last week, we finally got the answer to the Founders Park question, that apparently the construction in Founders Park was, they're building more of those domes for groups to play in, bands to play in, and things of that nature. So that's what's going on in Founders Park. So we finally got that answer, and that was thanks to Pastor Craig, who got to the bottom of that for us. So there's that. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. All right. Well, what else is going on in the world here? We've got the government shutdown. We've got the Ohio State Buckeyes game. Autumn came. Now, I still believe autumn came last Thursday, but you know what? For all the technical people, autumn came at 2 a.m., 2:50 a.m. on Saturday morning, so we are in the season of autumn now. This is our first show, technically, of the autumn season. Do you enjoy autumn? A lot of people do. Let's see here. What else is going on in the world? Well, I'll tell you what I did see. Somebody sent me a picture last week. Now, Glenn Coble, as we get closer to this mayoral race coming up in November, Glenn Coble has now decided to drive around in his RV with a big banner on the side that says Coble for Mayor. Have you seen this driving around town? Go ahead, caller.
I'm late calling in on a Monday morning. I just wondered what's going on. Anything that's new with your line of duties over the weekend?
Well, it's interesting. We started off the program today talking with Buckeye Guy about that big game Saturday night, Notre Dame and Ohio State. Did you catch that game?
Yeah, what game? What did he say about it? Did he really come about that he was responsible for the win?
Well, he didn't say he was responsible, but he said it was a game for the ages. 1 second, Ohio State had to score, and they did.
So you didn't watch it on the TV, or was you down at the game?
No, I didn't watch it, and I was, you know, I don't know how I missed it, but the interesting thing that came about at the end was right before we went off, and I did not know he was going to do this because Ohio State has a bye week this coming weekend, but in 2 weeks when they return against Maryland on October the 7th, he said, I want you to buy a ticket, I want to buy you a ticket, I want you to be my special guest, and also tailgate with me on the 7th.
Oh, man, what a really a nice invitation that would be, Scott. You wouldn't want to miss that.
Well, I'd be all over the television sitting next to that guy.
Well, yeah, but you know what? If you ever went to an Ohio State game?
Yeah, it's been a while, but yeah, I've went.
Well, look at the kind of what kind of area did you sit in? Was you right down there where it was good, where the Buckeye guy usually gets?
You know where I was? I was on the 50-yard line, but I don't remember. I mean, we were fairly far up. I could see everything, but no, I didn't have those Buckeye guy seats.
Oh, man, I'll tell you, don't miss that, Scott. What an invitation you got. I'll tell you, that's great.
Yeah, I couldn't believe that. I did not know he was going to do that. God bless his heart.
Well, boy, I'll tell you, I don't like to tell people what to do, but boy, I'd do anything I could do to be there with that invitation. I'll tell you, you'd have a ball of your life. Tailgating the boot, man.
I know, but you know, here's the problem, though. I got to sit next to him for 3 hours. I'd be exhausted.
Oh, no, you won't not know. You could never be exhausted as a Buckeye guy. Matter of fact, you ever notice that those games, I was at one big one when Michigan played, and they won the championship down there, and my youngest son, he went with us. Oh, I don't know what he was, how old he was. He was up 20, 25 or something. I don't know. He's 4 years, he'll be 60. I know that because his brother's 4 years older than him, so that's the way I just said 4 years, he'll be 60. So anyhow, he had a time of his life down there, and he said, when the Michigan band come in, when we was down there, got down early, he said, when the Michigan band come in, he started booing. He said, what are they booing for, Dad? He said, what's going on? There ain't any players out there. And I said, anybody that's got Michigan colors, they boo them. And
well, you know, I wonder, because we obviously, Buckeye guy, haven't we haven't discussed it too much. Obviously, none at all. He just made this announcement. I wonder if I can bring a date.
Oh, yeah, you're automatic. You have to have a maybe. I see, right. You can't travel anywhere unless you have a date with him. And that isn't one of those that's like a plum or anything. That isn't kind of a date you're talking about.
Well, I just feel that I would end up being on a date with the Buckeye guy, so I think I should bring my own date.
There you go. Yeah, I bet you get that confirmed real easy. Oh, man, I never heard of that. I don't know how many people he's ever invited, but all you see is him right there, and there you're going to be on the national TV or whatever, you know.
Well, you know, wouldn't that be exciting? Because then everybody would watch that game on the 7th, not only to see Buckeye guy, but to see me. And then Monday morning, I could come back and report on all this.
Well, is it going to be televised for us poor people that just have an antenna or something like that? Or do we have to have the internet? Do you know anything about
that? You know, I was looking earlier, and I know it will be broadcast on the internet like all games are. But, see, aren't most of the Ohio State games still broadcast somewhere at this point?
Well, yeah, I can get them on the radio. I do that when they're not on television. I just listen to them, lay on the couch, listen to them on the radio. That announcer does a well job, yeah.
Now, did you get a chance to hear the show on Friday night?
Yes, I heard the entirety of it, yeah.
Now, I got to ask you something, because I was going to bring this up this morning. Did you hear the part where we were talking about how Carrington is already in a different change of clothes by the time she gets to the studio?
Yes, sure did. And you know what? Want to hear the most amazing thing I heard?
What's that?
The response from Pastor Craig. He knowed all about it, and he's been in that environment of, sound like, for 30 or 40 years, you know. He knows how fast a woman can take this off and take that off and this off and show no skin. So, well, he's had an entertaining life, you know, in his younger days.
Well, I felt protective all of a sudden of her, because when she's telling me that she's changing her, now I guess changing your pants, I mean, as long as you're safe and don't hit the gear shift or anything, that's fine. But
what
when
pants changing outer pants, inner pants, or just pants?
I think it was pants in general, from what I understood. But the part that worried me was she said she changes her top in the car, and she does not have tinted windows. And she said all she had on under her shirt was a sports bra. And
well, that's good enough. That's all they I'll get off of here so you can go on, because you're going to go off the air. But I'll tell you one, I was in the Columbus Police Department years ago, and this woman was mowing her grass topless. And so they called the police, and the police come down. Guess how many cruisers responded?
How many?
Six.
And I bet it didn't take six to stop her.
They power dived right into her residence and surrounded and walked up there. And she said, "What's going on? You got a problem?" She said, "They said, no, you're the one with the problem without no problem." And they said, "Well, what do you want me to do about it? What's wrong with that? You men run around with no shirt on. Why can't I?" They said, "Honey, why don't you just go in and get two Band-Aids and put across the part of your breast?" And he said, "You're okay. I guess that's the way to go."
That takes care of it.
You got to carry the Band-Aids with you. Yeah, I mean, pants, tight-fitting jeans. Now, they would be a little trouble getting on. You'd have to squirm a little more, wouldn't you, Scott?
I think you would. But like I say, the bottom half, I guess people, you might look weird trying to shuffle your jeans off and putting pants on. I'm okay with that. But I don't think you, in daylight with untinted windows, that you should be taking your shirt off in the car. Now, she said she's just, not an immodest person, but I don't, everybody's got a cell phone now. I don't want people taking pictures and seeing things like that.
Well, it's in the convertible and the top's down, I don't see anything wrong with that. Yeah.
Well, she does it for us, so we have to be thankful.
Maybe you can get maybe she'll make a little movie of that. There's nothing wrong with the movie, as long as, there's a lot of kids showed on the television, so you can go to the extremes and, maybe she could have competition to see who's the fastest female or chain.
Who can get it done? You're right. Thanks.
Bye.
All right. Phone lines are open here. 740-751-4038. 58 minutes on a Monday morning here. My goodness. Eventful Monday morning so far. September 25th, 2023. 61 degrees and cloudy skies. You see, this is what I always say. I have had a lucky life, and the lucky life continues on. Who gets invited to the Ohio State game tailgate party and to sit with the Buckeye guy as his personal guest at the Maryland game coming up on October the 7th? You know what? Hey, that's luck. You just back into this stuff. 740-751-4038. The topics this morning: the Ohio State game on Saturday, the government shutdown. Has anybody seen Glenn driving around in his RV that says Coble for mayor now? Well, apparently he's out doing some things. Somebody sent me a picture of that. I believe it was last Thursday. And then I saw him out yesterday in the parking lot there in front of TJ Maxx. So he was out with his Coble for mayor banner on his RV. Wonder who came up with that idea. That's an interesting idea. All right, we're coming up on the break here, but we've got a whole nother hour of programming just ahead right here on WGH Talk. It is the Talking Place in Marion. We're glad you are with us. You can listen live online at WWGH1071.com or download the free TuneIn app on any mobile device. It is absolutely free. And search WGH Talk. All right, we're coming up on the break here in about 10 seconds. And then we're going to come back with much more here on this particular program. Don't you dare switch that dial.
The place for guests like Dean of the White House Press Corps, Helen Thomas.
Helen, how do you deal with criticism? Because certainly 10 presidents, you've had your share of criticism. How do you deal with that?
Well, in the first place, you look at it and you see whether it's valid or not. And then you consider the source.
And then just
I just made up that answer.
And then onward and upward. I like
it.